The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, it's an absolute treat to be joined by Dermot Gavin, award-winning garden designer at the Chelsea gold medal winner and so many other things from TV fame. And he's a regular here on the PK show. And he comes up with fantastic gardens across the world. And today he poses the question, what if cities threatened by floods could be saved by nature, not just endless heights of concrete? Well, that's the vision of one man with sponge gardens. Dermot, welcome. What is a sponge garden?
Thank you, Ivan. Great to be here with you. A sponge garden is this idea. You know what a sponge does? It takes water and it absorbs it and it holds it. So for the last 100 years, when we have been developing cities in this country and worldwide, water initially wasn't an issue because it rained, but you could predict when it was going to rain. And in general, you could predict what the weather patterns were going to be like. And yes, occasionally you'd get this famous 1 in 100 year storm or whatever, when things may flood, especially areas that have been built beside rivers or where they shouldn't be. But this has become a particular issue with the rapid advancement of cities all around the world. So you have people in so many countries leaving the land and going to city where there was prosperity, where there were services, where there was excitement, whatever. So huge cities have been built, and none more so than in China. Up to COVID, I spent 2 years travelling back and forth to China doing work for local government over there. And there were cities of 5 and 10 million people with the most amazing infrastructure and airports that I had never heard of. And these had seemingly grown up overnight. But the issue comes with our changing climate, with climate change, whatever it's called.
Flash floods. Rainfall is up 7% in this country over the last 30 years. So the rain comes down suddenly, and we see in Spain, you know, right at the moment, desperate floods. So what's the solution?
So, well, the issue is, yes, the rain comes down. Now with the change in climate, the rain is coming down, even in Ireland, in tropical ways. In places all around the world that you mightn't have expected it to, in tropical ways. So you have Dubai and Abu Dhabi with roads flooded just in the last couple of months. So really quite extraordinary rain patterns. What we have built in the past 100 years has been grey stuff. So drains and culverts. And you might remember those American movies. I think it was Marlon Brando type movies where lads are and their girlfriends are in cars having races down these massive drains that are built in the centre of Los Angeles for when the floods come. And we will often go to Spain and France and we'll be in towns and cities and we'll see these empty kind of canals waiting for the rainy season and whatever. And then the water is diverted. But these have begun to fail in a catastrophic way because there is so much rain coming down, not only in China, not only in America, but all around the world. So you have this guy, Professor Kong Jianu, and he grew up in a province in rural China. And when he was young, when he was about 10 years old, he fell into a creek that used to always swell during rainy season. So he fell into that creek and he thought he was a goner and he was been swept away by the water. And what saved him were the willow trees and the reeds. He started grabbing onto them and he was able to get himself out of that situation. But he saw the way that local farmers there treated the land. He saw how they worked in harmony with the land. And he reckoned that this was the way with developing cities because his life coincided with this rapid expansion in China. So he began to propose these ideas of sponge gardens and sponge cities. And the notion is that you don't divert water away at this rapid pace. You collect it and you store it and you divert it into garden areas that surround you, that surround the city, that are built in the city centre and in the suburbs. And you plant up those gardens, those basins with lots of plants that will clean the water as it comes in. So reed beds and willow trees and whatever, it's the roots that do the job. So the roots go into the silty water, they create a stable base, they clean the roots of these plants, clean the heavy metals from the, and then it's slowly released. So it may be the willow tree that slows down the water. It might be the terracing of land that slows down the water so it doesn't run down a hill.
So having been originally rejected by Chinese authorities, this has now become a prototype for other Chinese cities to put in place a natural filtration and storage system. Is that right?
So more than rejected, he was accused of working for the Americans. He was accused of wanting to bring China back to the dark ages. What was this thing about nature? What they needed was more concrete, more cement, more industrialization, and more pumps just to pump this water away. So people made him a laughingstock, but he persevered. And then I think it was in 2012, there was flooding in Beijing, and people were, quite a few people lost their lives through that. And then the government, seeing some of the smaller work he had done in smaller cities, changed their mind, and they made this national policy. So now he has created, he's become a national hero in China. He's created 800 of these sponge cities, sponge gardens, places that absorb the water from the cities. And that idea has begun to travel all around the world.
Way to go. Fair play to the professor. Tell me, are you doing lots of consultations on Zoom? Tell us about that.
Yes, so I help people out with their garden coaching, I suppose it is. I do that. They through my Instagram, they click on and they find the link there. And
so it's just Dermot Gavin on Instagram?
DermotGavin.com or Dermot Gavin on Instagram.
All right. Well, my wife is an avid gardener. I can't talk to her these days. She's out amongst the weeds. All right. It's always a pleasure to talk to Dermot Gavin, and do check out his website there. And that is the story of Sponge Gardens, concluding our show.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.